We are learning Masechtas Yuma, Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 10-15 lines from the top of Tezvav, middle of the line, Rav Papa Omar. We had a stira in Yuma itself, in Masechtas Yuma itself, we had a stira. In our Mishnah, it sounded like that Ketoris was before Hatavas HaNeiris. That means they marked the Ketoris on Mizbeach HaPnimi before they cleaned the lamps of the menorah. The Ketoris is first. Later on, the Mishnah it says, by the pious, it says first he did Hatavas HaNeiris, and then the Ketoris. That was the Zakasha, the Stira, from this Mishnah to the Mishnah in the second parak. So the Gemara's first teretz was that the Mishnah on Daf Yudal over here is talking about before the two Neiris. You did the Ketoris in between the five and the two, according to the Rabbanim going to. That you're going to the Rabbanim who split the cleaning of the lamps, the five and the two, with Ketoris in between. So you're doing Ketoris for the two. And later on, so it was after the five is after the first five is the Ketoris, that's what says Ketoris second. That was that way we answered the first time we answered the Stirim. Now our Papa charges a new Teretz to the Stirim. Both of them are talking about the two Neiris, the last two Neiris. The Papa Amar, Loi Kasha, Ha Rabbanon, Ha Abishal. Teretz is like this. One's going to go into the Rabbanon. Our Mishnah that says that you did the Ketoris first is going to go into the Rabbanon, Ho hold that you split the five and the two with the Ketoris in between. Ha Abishal, the Mishnah later on says Ketoris afterwards, it's really after everything. It's a stira. Teretz is going to go into Abishal holds that what you did in between the five Neiris and the two Neiris was the Dam HaTamid, not the Ketoris. The Ketoris was afterwards. What?
I don't think this one we answered before.
Because before we were saying that one Mishnah is talking about two, one's with five. The first Teretz is like this, that the Mishnah Daf Yudalid says Ketoris before Hatavas Neiris. Teretz says Hatavas Neiris here means two Neiris. Later on it says Hatavas Neiris before Ketoris, that means five Neiris. So the same word, make different Neiris, means two different things according to the first Teretz. If the second Teretz is saying, no, Hatavas Neiris is the same thing. It means the two Neiris. And the question is, so what's first, Ketoris or not? Ketoris is Fira Abanon, Ketoris is first. According to Abishal, Ketoris is afterwards. Once you brought that up, just let me speak out that it says, let's say this Mishnah says, first Ketoris, then Meitav Zaneiris. But what about the five Neiris? The Kohen Gadol didn't do it on the 7 days? Only the two Neiris? So Tais says, Echanami, he only did two Neiris. He didn't do the other five Neiris. As Tais says, he only did the two Neiris. He just did the two Neiris, he didn't do five Neiris. I can find him, but Rav Papa's Teretz says, Hara Banan Hara Bashal. So the Gemara, so Maya Kimtel Masisim Dahacha. Who do we zets on our Mishnah by us that says Ketoris is first? Karabonon. Pious, which means the Mishnah later on talks about the pious and says that the third pious was Ketoris and the second raffle was a Meitav HaNeiris. Who's that going according to? Kavashal. Amos Seifa. Let's bring another Mishnah. This is a Mishnah Daflam Alephon base. This Mishnah, the third parak. Amos Seifa. Says in the Seifa, this one went to Mamish the Mice that they did on Yom Kippur. It went to story on Yom Kippur. Havi Eloyes HaTamid. They brought him in the morning the Talmud, Karzu, he shechted it, Umarakach Shita Yoda. Someone else finished the Shita for him, and the reason is because he has to do everything. So he has to do the Kabbalah also, Kabbalah Saddam. So he shechs very quickly and runs to do the Kabbalah, and someone else finishes the Shita for him. So then it says, Nichnas Lahakte Sekhtaris. He goes to the Makhti Khtaris, Lahatavas Neris, and they clean the lamps. First, the order is Khtaris first, then Maitas Neris first. Awesome, La Rabbana. It's going according to the Rabbana. That means Bishlam Fida all the Teretz, it's very good. Everything was the Rabbanon. Here it says Teretz before Neiris means the last two Neiris. But now that we're saying going according to Abishal, that Hatavas HaNeiris completely, cleaning the lamps completely was before the Keteris. So what's going on here? So must be also Rabbanon. So it turns out for our Papa, Reisha of a Sefer Rabbanon means our Mishnah over here in Daf Yudalid is the Rabbanon and the Sefer Rabbanon. Both of them say Ketoris was before Hatavas HaNeiris. Umitziyasa in the middle Mishnah that says that Ketoris was after Hatavas HaNeiris is Abishal. So that's funny. In the same, like Rashi speaks out, when we have one Masechta, he usually goes to one Mandi Amar. So Gemara says, yeah, what should I do? You're right. I'm like a papa in Reisha of a Sefer Rabbanon. Mitziyasa Abishal. The Reisha and the Sefer of the Rabbanon, the Mitziyah, and the middle of it is Taka Abishal. So Gemara now has, we have two Terutzim. We have a Bayis Teretz or a Papa's Teretz. A Bayis Teretz is that there's one talking about before the two, one's talking about after the five. And a Papa says, Ha Abishal or Rabbanon. Gemara says, Vishlam Abaya, Leom Akra Papa. We understand very easily why. Because Reisha of a Sefer Rabbanon, Mitziyasa Abishal. He didn't want to make this major Deichik and say in the same Masechta, so much nice Rabbanon, so much nice Abishal. We're not even giving us like a warning that who goes according to. So therefore, we stand Rabbi like a papa's pshat. Our papa, my time, I'm a rabbi. Why aren't our papa's like a rabbi? Isn't that a very good teretz? Amalach. He doesn't like the teretz. You know why? Ton of Horatio, Hatavah Shnei Neris, Hatavah Shnei Neris. Because it comes out through Abayah's Pshat, the first Mishnah is talking about the Tavas Shtei Neris, which is the last two Neris. And later on, the Mishnah is talking about Tavas Chomash Neris. It's out of order a little bit. It's out of order, and therefore he didn't like this Pshat, because it's not in order. Abayah Malach, no, Arui Ba'amu de Komeri, Visidra Hahadar Tonile. He says that that's not a kasha, because the first Mishnah is not talking about the Seder Hayyim Ayim Kippur. So it wasn't makbid on the Seder. It was just telling you, it was teaching you what the Kohen Gadol has to know about for Avodah. So he says, we're not getting involved in the Seder. They're saying he has to know about Tavas Neiris, the Vekateris, but it's not getting involved in the Seder Hayyim. But in the next parak, next two parakim, where there is talking about the Seder, attack and work goes in the Seder. Because the Gemara, the second parak, it says first was a Tavas Neiris, then Keteris, that's 1 to 5. And the third parak that says by the Tamid, they went to do the Keteris, and then the two Neiris, that's 1 to 2. So it's taka more in order. Our Mishnah is saying what he had to do on Erev, on the first 7 days, and therefore it's not a problem. That's a bias Teretz. So the Gemara Vayta. Gufa. We learned before in the Gemara Daf Yadal Amid Beis about a Mishnah in Masechtas Tamid, where Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah argues on it. And we know that the carbon oila, a regular carbon oila, usually has the zrika of shtayim shem arba, which is 2, which turns into 4. That means they don't go up the kevesh, they stand on the bottom, and they spritz it below the chut asikur, which is the midpoint of the mizbeach, and they spritz at one corner shtayim shem arba, which means they spritz one thing, echashi shtayim really, which means the one zrika that goes on both corners, which lines up being on two sides, and then they go the opposite corner, diagonally across, and also do two zrika, which lines on two sides, shtayim shem arba, which is different than a chatos, which you climb up the kevesh, and you do each corner. You do it in each corner 4 times, 4 matanos. So you have here a chatos and an oila, and l'maisa, it said about a tamid, we had a mishnah about a tamid, in Masechtas Tamid, it says gufa. Bala the karam mizrachas sefinis. He comes to the corner of Mizrachus Tzvainis. Again, we'll talk about when we're facing the Heichel and facing the Mizbeach. That means the Heichel in front of you, the Mizbeach in front of you. Kerem Mizrachus Tzvainis is the right corner. It's the right corner. So that's the first corner. Noise Mizrachus Tzvainis. Do a spritz on the corner that's a northeastern corner. Maravis Deraimis. Noise Maravis Deraimis. You get the Maravis, you go to the opposite corner, which is Maravis Deraimis, which is the southwestern corner. That's what the Tanakhama says. We change by Tamid. And we do like this. By the first corner, you're right, you do like that. One spritz, it ends up being 2. Mizrachus Tzvainis. By the southwestern, what you do is, you first put on the west side, which that's the pot facing the Heichel. After you put on to the Dorim, which is the south side of his back, which where the Kevesh is. That's where you put it. So you put it 2 matanas, altogether 3 matanas. So 3 zrikas. So what's Pshat's thing? Never heard of the thing. So my time with Rav Shimon Shemitz, what's Pshat? On Rav Yechanan, he has a Xeris of Kosov. On Rechom Shemchad, the Be Rav Yana, Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, Usir Izim Echel Achatas Lashem, Al Ulus Atomid Yeyav Seven Iskoy. This Pasuk is talking about Rish Chodesh, when our Rish Chodesh bring a Musaf, and the Musaf is a goat, series of Mechalachatas, Hashem, Allah is Tamil Yasmin Eska. So, part of what it means is you bring this Chatas, this goat for a Chatas, besides for the Tamid, that means Allah is Tamil, besides the Tamid. But the Gemara is a Diyak, this is the Gemara, so he learns like this Pshat, that the Gemara is a Diyak, why does it say Al Eilas HaTamid? It always says in the Pasuk, Milvad Eilas HaTamid. All of a sudden here changes to Al Eilas HaTamid. To tell us that the Tamid has an element of Chatas in it also. Oilahi, the Tamid that day is a oilah, va'amrachmano every day, va'amrachmano over a ma'isachatas, do a ma'isachatas. The how do you do a ma'isachatas in oilah? Okay, sad. Noisin achas yishtaim kemaisa oilah. One of the zrikers are 2 matanas instead of achas yishtaim. No, okay, so rereading, so I'll say answer. Okay, so now there's achas yishtaim kemaisa oilah. You do one, which is 2, which is 1 spritz lines being 2 like ma'isa oilah. And yishtaim kemaisa achatas, and you do two matana is like achatas, which means altogether three. What?
The Talmud here?
The Talmud, yeah. Talmud. Talmud is an oilam. A Talmud is an oilam. And here we're dashing. Al oilas atamid means the series of achatas, al oilas atamid. You make the oilas atamid into achatas. It's a drasha, we didn't say milvad, so we say it has din chatas. So on one hand, it's oilas, you do regular shtayim shem arba, which means one zrika which lands in two. And in the other corner, you do two matanas like achatas. Afraid to Gemara, if you want to be like achatas, have a different etza. Belitin shtayim shem arba, do the regular zrika of oila, which is shtayim shem arba, one on this corner that lands up spritzing on two sides, and the other corner lands up spritzing on two sides, kemais oila. And then afterwards, put on four matanas like achatas. V'arba shein arba kemais achatas. Afterwards, do four on the four corners like achatas. So the Gemara, no, once you do these rikas, it doesn't work anymore. I mean, tino damim shemechaprim, mechayzim, mechaprim. There's no two kaparas with dam. Once you mechaprim with the dam already, you can't, the next time you put dam, it's nothing. For the Gemara, kasha, it turns out that you're doing half oila, half chata, such a thing. Tino damim shechetzin, chata, chetzin oila. Is it such a thing as having matanois, which is the placement of the dam, is it half chatas, half oily? Fine, such a thing. Ella, the more answer is a kocha, an occasion, a kosa. It's a hekesh, says that chatas al oily. So, hachinami, ba kocha, an occasion, a kosa. Here also, a kocha, an occasion, a kosa. And maybe that's what it's said to do. Do four matanas. Like, your kash is, he says, you don't find such an idea. Okay, you know, it's something going on in any way. It's there as a kosa. So, he always says there as a kosa. Tomorrow says, no. Hosom, pisik matanas ba'almihi. That you do on one side, one shehein shtayim, and the other side, two matanois, that is not a major difference. That it's considered like, wow, how do you do this sort of thing? And therefore, it's plausible. Masha'enkein, if you first do a full-fledged oila zrika, then you do afterwards a shchata zrika, that's not plausible, and no hekesh on that. Back to Kasha, I have something else that's plausible. V'nesev achas sheishtayim lamata. The first zrika, which is achas sheishtayim, which is regular oila zrika, that should be lamata, like kemais oila, because oila is below the chutah sikra. But the next two, what are you doing, standing on the floor and doing this zrika? Shtayim sheishtayim lamayla kemais achatas. You do like a chatas, which is lamayla. Chatas is done on the corners lamayla. So if you really want to be a chatas, the way you should do it is not putting two matanas on the sides. You stand up, go up on the kevesh, and do on the two corners. You have the two corners. So the Marla Metzinu Domim Shechetzi L'Mayim Chotzi L'Mata. You don't find that there's such a thing as half the Zrika L'Mata and half the Zrika L'Mayla. You don't find ever such a thing.
What's this time? You don't find anywhere there's two and two and one and one.
So the Torah says that's Pisik Matanis Ba'alma somehow. This is more radical to go up. I started to go up onto the Mizbech. One's a below, one's a top. You don't find such a thing. That's the Gemara. You don't find that. That already can't be. That's not plausible. That's too much. For the Gemara of Eloi, but now they don't have it. But now we learned in the Mishnah. It's later Mishnah in this Masechta that when the Kohen Gadol in Kippur came to the Aron, he had to make the Zrika of the Sawyer and the Par. It says he's a Mimenu Achas Lamailo. He does one Lamailo, a Sheva Lamata. And the Gemara's have mina was that we're talking about the width of the kapiris. On top of the Oren, there was a cover called the kapiris. And the Gemara thought, achas lamayla means one has to be above the half point of the kapiris, and all the seven are lamata, below the half point of the kapiris, which means the cover. What?
One tefach,
yeah. On this one tefach, it would be lamayla and lamata. So the Gemara thought that that's what it means. Like Rashi says, because akadaita achas, this Rashi is the second wide line, the end of it. So the echas memtza avoy of lamayla, half the width and up, v'sheva memtza asalamata, the other seven from the halfway width to the bottom. That's the Gemara thought. You see, the issue thing is chatzid dam lamayla, chatzid dam lamata. And for the Gemara, no kematzlif. You do it like a matzlif. What's a matzlif? My kematzlif machver yudah keme nagdana. It's like when you hit malchus. Which Rashi learns, it means, just like when a shlich bezdin gives malchus, he gives one blow to the other one. So that's what echas ma'am shavat means. Achas lamayla means one on top, and then seven below that. just in a row of eight. That's the Rashi learns. Achas l'mashal matrash means it's just a row, one on top, one on bottom. So it doesn't mean here there's a, the ches l'mashal. It just means kamatz, you do like in a row. That's how you throw it down. Gerai halacha doesn't land on the kaparis. It's like on the floor in front of the kaparis. It's on the, oh yeah, toward the ear, on the floor in front of the kaparis. Akaponim, we're changing. Achas l'mashal does not mean towards the middle of the kaparis. It means on the floor. That's what Rashi says over here. Rashi and Zvachim says a little different. That when the Gemara answers Kamatza means, and still Achas Lamayla, Achas Lamata means, it rather means in a row, but Achas Lamayla means you hold your hand where your palm is facing upwards. That's Achas Lamayla. And the other seven is when your palm is facing downwards. That's Sheva Lamata. There's a Tosfos here who also discusses over here a little bit about this, and he has a kasha. What's more is Havamina that going to the Kaparis, because the Mishnah is later on, it's a Mishnah. The part of the Mishnah says like this. So what was the Havamina? Tosfos deals with that. But Akaponim, the Gemara's kash was, here you have Chatzil Lamata, Chatzil Lamata. The Gemara says, no, it's not Chatzil Lamata and not Chatzil Lamata. We're talking about a just going one above the other one. They're just going in a row, one above the other Zrikas down.